Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment. Lift us up through Jesus to offer praise to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My birthday draws near. The party is a few days off. The shelf in my mother's closet, just out of my reach, bulges with strange sacks and stacked boxes. And one of those evenings, about a day before the party is set to begin, my sister Fanny and I are seated on that floral brown couch watching Disney's Aladdin when we hear our parents' door click shut. The eyelatch jingles into place. We look at each other. Grins break across our faces. We rush to the door. We press our little ears against the laminated wood. On the other side of the door, we can hear paper crinkling, sacks shish-shushing, and the snap of scotch tape. Mom? Mom, are you wrapping presents in there? Mom? We're knocking on the door, little hands wrapping. Mom, Mom, what's behind the door? What's going on? We start making guesses. Maybe I've got a new Batman. My sister looks at me. Or maybe you got Super Mario Brothers 3. All sorts of guesses. But then stopping, fingers crossed. Oh, please, please let this not be a false alarm again. Mom just needing to get away from us for a few minutes. Please, please, let there be presents, real presents. 15 minutes later, the eyelash jingles again and Mom steps out with a grin. Did you want to see what was on the other side of the door? We burst into our parents' bedroom, whirlwind of spirit and gusto, and see before us an explosion of giving. Gifts are stacked on the bed. Batman and Superman wrapping paper interwoven. The two gifts for Fanny off to the side. We were so close in age that my parents always gave the opposite one or two gifts on the other's birthday. And in that inner sanctum, we begin to dance and howl like little wild animals, prancing around, singing praises, adoring our mother, because we have seen the gifts, the explosion of giving. We've seen that it's not just hints and guesses up there on the shelf in Mom's closet. It's reality. And so we cannot help but adore her. C.S. Lewis once said that all human beings have this insatiable desire for something more, something hidden, something that calls and beckons beyond. He described this as an innate desire for joy. And in our image this morning of my mother wrapping presents behind the door, we could say that what C.S. Lewis is describing is something like our childlike desire to see what's on the other side of the door. We all live our lives in the house, so to speak. We walk the dog, we write checks, we watch Disney's Aladdin on that brown floral couch, and yet we sense that there is something more. We catch hints of it. Stacked boxes, the bulging sacks at the top of the closet. There is something more than the emails and the bills. There is something more than the coughing and the Tamiflu. There is something more than the TV screen and chicken sandwiches. All good things, but there is something more. The hints that we see, the clouds rolling across the sky, something beautiful beyond that, we know. The wind catching the trees on an early morning, twisting and pushing them side to side. There's something more beyond. The cardinal singing. Something more is beyond. Something on the other side of the door. Our daughter, smiling. There is something more beyond. Hints. And this morning, we hear that eyelatch jingle into place, the door click shut, and we grin at one another. We race over to the door, we press our little ears against that laminated wood, and on the other side of the door, we hear the crinkle of paper, the shish-shushing of plastic sacks, and the snap of scotch tape. Is there something on the other side of the door? Are there presents there? We're knocking, we're wrapping our little hands against the door. Is there more? There's got to be something more. What could it be? And we begin to throw out our little guesses. What could be more? Spirits and sprites, ghosts, what have you. What could be more? There is something more on the other side of this door. Oh please, let it not be another false alarm. May there really be gift on the other side of the door. And in our epistle reading this morning, God opens the door with a grin. Did you want to see what was on the other side of the door? After this I looked, writes St. John, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. God opens the door. And under Holy Spirit power with St. John, we rush in with spirited gusto into that inner sanctum, and we behold the triune God, one seated upon a throne, a Father, a slain Lamb standing before the throne, the Son, and the lighted menorah, seven-branched, blazing with fire, the Holy Spirit. We see an explosion of giving. Giving. And not just a stack of presents on mom's bed, interwoven Batman and Superman paper. So much more. Something more. But not just something. Someone more. For this explosion of giving is the triune God, the giver, the Father who gives the Son, the gift, the Son, the slain Lamb, who gives back in turn to his Father his sacrifice, and in between, the Spirit, the gift himself of life, burning, blazing with sevenfold light upon all. And the sight of this thrice holy gift, giver, gift received. The sight is dazzling to the eye. Jasper, carnelian stones, the red and green mixed together then with the holy light as it refracts through the crystal bowl of water of life. A rainbow encircling then the whole throne, round and round, emerald, shining in beauty. Beauty, beauty everywhere. God opens the door, and we see the triune God. 24 elders, kingly priests circling the towering throne on their own seats of privilege, heaving heavy gold crowns to the King of the Ages, the thrice holy one, heaving the crowns, falling down on their knees, even while four living creatures dance within and around the throne. Four living creatures, six-winged in all their splendor, eyes within and without, hemming these monstrous beauties, these weirded, worded forms of all creation, stretching to the four corners of the earth, singing out day and night, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is coming." Always singing, singing of the threefold one. Thrice holy, 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 one God. Thrice titled, Lord God Almighty, one God. Thrice tensed, who was and is to come, one God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And as their hymn soars forever and ever, the 24 elders are throwing their own crowns down in this moment, adding their counterpoint. Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive honor and glory and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were and were made. Again, the song of three and one. Worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Three titles, one God. Three fullness of creation, who created all things and by whose will they were created, were and were created. Three, yet one. God opens the door, and we see the triune God who upholds all things by the will of his power. We see beauty and wonder and glory, an explosion of giving. We see life itself. And so we too begin to dance. We begin to yip and yell like little children in the inner sanctum, singing out our own adoration and praises. For we have seen that on the other side of the door is not sprites or spirits or ghosts or any such thing. We have seen that on the other side of the door is giving, a threefold life of love. And so we too burst forth in praise and adoration. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.